Mind Your Farm Business on realagriculture.com is brought to you by RBC Royal Bank.
Welcome to the Mind Your Farm Business podcast brought to you by RBC Royal Bank. I'm Sean Haney, founder of realagriculture.com and host of Real Ag Radio on Rural Radio 147. You can find more episodes of this podcast at mindyourfarmbusiness.com. You know, when we talk about the health of our farm businesses, typically we talk about things like the balance sheet, financial ratios, and maybe even crop health or the care of livestock. But what about our own health? Can you be expected to take care of your own farm business if you cannot take care of yourself? Your own personal health is critical to dealing with stress, making better decisions, and being an overall better farm manager. Today's guest on Mind Your Farm Business is Chip Eichelberger. He keynotes around the world, encouraging audiences to get switched on. I got to know Chip a couple years ago. He was on the Tech Tour Live circuit with me. 4 cities, 4 days across Western Canada. We had a great time, had so much fun. It's great to have him here on the podcast. You know, Chip is a keynote speaker, speaks across the world. For 25 years, he's been doing this. And for a time period, he worked with Tony Robbins, very, very famous speaker out in the circuit. You know, he opens and closes conventions, like I said, all over the world. And we're so lucky to have him here on the Mind Your Farm Business podcast. Chip, how's it going?
Hey, fantastic. Great to hear from you.
Yeah, it's great to chat with you. You know, when I thought of this topic for Mind Your Farm Business, it like, boom, the first person that popped into my head was Chip. And so I'm really, really do appreciate you coming on here. So this whole topic of taking care of your business at the same time as taking care of yourself and how those two things relate and interact, it is so important. And you're not speaking just to ag audiences, but you're speaking to industries all over the spectrum. It really, really, it's the case on any situation with an entrepreneur, is it not?
Well, it is. I mean, a lot of people, they're neglecting themselves. And, you know, one of the frames, it's funny, since I did those events there, I've been using that story of talking to all those growers each morning. Because, I mean, that was 8 o'clock in the morning. I had 300 guys, arms crossed, looking at me in the morning. And it was tough to get them. And I've been telling that story about, you know, I asked them because they're obviously running big operations with thousands of acres. And I asked this group, I said, you know, hey, what's your number one asset in your operation? You know, and people would say the land or the equipment or the people. And what I say is, you know, it's you. Taking great care of yourself is your number one asset, your health and your vitality, because you got to think what your end game is. Personally, for me, my end game is to make it to 100. I'm going for 100. I'm not going for sitting in a wheelchair at 100. I'm going for vital at 100. It's interesting. I just did a program, Sean, for a unique association, the Gasket Fabricators Association, right? Every piece of machinery needs gaskets.
There you go.
And one of the people I interviewed, the founder, Terry, is 100 years old, and every day, suit and tie and going into the office for a couple hours.
What?
And I think that's probably one of the main reasons he's still alive. He's got a reason. He's got a purpose. He took great care of himself to make it to 100, because we all probably know people who are, and especially with the, I don't know, I'm not an expert in the farm business, but in the past, because I think of my Serbian father-in-law, Velimir Sison. I mean, he's 80 years old now, and boy, he was strong as a bull. He had a stroke a couple years ago that had slowed him down, but the physical nature of it, you're outside, you're moving. Now what happens, I think sometimes maybe you're not as much because of all the automated machinery and things. Maybe it's not as physical. Maybe it is.
Yeah.
But we all know people who are 80 years old or 90 years old who are in fantastic shape, and we all know people who are 55 and old and decrepit.
So why is it such a natural tendency for us to slide into this pattern where we're able to make the business a priority, but we're totally willing to sacrifice our own personal health? Why is that such an, because it's a decision that doesn't make sense when you really actually think about it from 100,000 feet, but it shouldn't be that easy to slip into that, but it seems to just continually happen.
Well, I think, you know, it has to get down to your belief and why you're here. And I think we're here to serve. We're here to make a difference. And you have to have the fundamental belief system, I think, that the best gift you can give others is taking great care of yourself. And it's that neglect of not doing it. And it's not that hard to do. It's just little simple things you've got to be doing every day to be able to do that. And here's what I believe is that when I was with Tony Robbins for those years, he did a program called Living Health. And one of the things he talked about, which is true, is the vast majority, based on what I found, it's about 76%, but the vast majority of people are going to die of preventable diseases, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, many cancers are avoidable. So if the vast majority of people are going to die of preventable diseases, the first time I heard that, I think in 1988, I thought, okay, if that's true, what can I do proactively each day to not die of something that's going to kill me? Because here's what's happening. You get people who aren't working out that much, and your number one muscle is your heart. The way to have a healthy life is you've got to have a healthy heart. Healthier body is going to be dictated by the healthier cells, and the healthier cells is dictated by how much oxygen intake. So aerobic exercise means actually exercise with air, exercise with oxygen. And the research shows that if you want to exercise your heart, it's interval training. We all have been to the gym or see people exercising on the treadmill, for example, going the same speed the whole time. You got to get your heart up and get it down. And if you're saying, hey, I'm just too busy to take care of myself, I'll get around to it. Well, likely you won't. And the reality is that one day you're likely going to go to the doctor and get bad news, and you're going to be diagnosed with something you could have easily avoided. And now to reverse that, which you can do, but you got major time, major money, major stress, major effort to reverse something you could have easily avoided. It's not worth it.
Yeah. And a lot of this, you know, the title of this podcast is Mind Your Farm Business. I think this is one of those areas where a lot of it does come down to your attitude, how you view things and really getting your mind around what you have to do to take care of yourself, while at the same, you can do both. It's not like a mutually exclusive one or the other. Okay, I'm going to take care of myself, but I'm going to let my business go to crap. You can actually do both. It just comes down a little bit to attitude.
Well, I agree. It's that mindset. You know, one of the reasons I think people will say, well, past equals the future. Hey, Chip, it's always been like this, or this is always running my family, therefore it's going to happen to me. No, that's not true. The past does not equal the future. You can make a new decision today. I believe in the power of that decision, of looking long term. And number one, ask yourself how long you want to live. I mean, have you really consciously thought how long do you want to live? Let's say it's 80, let's say it's 90, whatever it is. But then here's the question. What quality of life do you want to have when you hit 80, 90, or 100? What could you be doing proactively now? National Cancer Institute came out with a new study, and it talked about we all know we need to eat more healthy, fresh fruits and vegetables, but it's 9 servings a day for men and 7 for women. So what I challenge people to do, and I don't know how you would do it without this smoothie. I have a recipe. You can get your 7 to 9 helpings of fruits and vegetables first thing in the morning with that smoothie. Plus, a big bonus, it makes you regular as hell. That stuff flies through you, right? But you've got to be thinking, what little simple disciplines could I do? There's also a tool I have. It's called the Get Switched On Energy Schedule, if people Google that. And it's just a form to help you stay accountable. It goes in the mirror in your bathroom, and it says, I must work out a minimum of how many days a month. And a workout is at least getting your heart rate up for 30 minutes. You need to do some kind of strength training too, obviously. And there's 5 tips for health and vitality to live a healthy lifestyle. And there's a little 31 boxes, 6 of those. So you have a 6-month schedule, goes in the mirror in your bathroom. It says, I must not versus should, because you say, gosh, I should work out more. I should keep a cooler with me of good food. I should take a good internal shower first thing in the morning and drink my water. I should make that smoothie. I should. People get in a pattern of shooting all over themselves, right? You've got to get clear on what your must is. And then you simply sign it, put it on the mirror in your bathroom, and fill in those little boxes, 1 to 31 at the month. And at the end of the month, it says goal, and it says actual. What did you do? I've been tracking this for 27 years. I remember I showed them up on the screen when I did that presentation at the Tech Tour Live, and I've saved them all. And it works. I got to tell you, I'm one of the more healthy guys I know. I've been within 5 pounds of where I am right now for almost 30 years. And I don't work out like an Olympic champion. I work out consistently. I've just never gotten off the bandwagon.
This episode of Mind Your Farm Business is brought to you by RBC Royal Bank. Today's producers are thinking hard about where they want to go and what moves to make to get there. A business plan is your roadmap to success. Without one, it's easy to get lost along the way. You can count on the services and expertise RBC offers to help you meet your business goals and chart a course to success. Visit rbc.com/chart-your-course to find an ag banking specialist near you. You know, in business, we have a record of everything, right? We have a record of our operations. We have we have a financial record, whether, you know, it's our income statement. We have a record of our assets. We have bank transactions. If we took that kind of attitude around record keeping and applied it to our eating and our health regimen, we really are, we're making a major step forward here.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, it really comes down to where are you keeping score? And you got to think that keeping score is fun. I mean, for your good health, you got to know what you're doing and what you're not doing. And the beauty of that, it seems silly, but it's just making that one decision to say, you know what, I'm a valuable asset. I need to take better care of myself. Maybe your leverage point on yourself is, I want to spend more time with my kids. My kids are having grandkids now. God, what if I could be vital and be alive and be with my great-grandkids? You have to have a compelling reason to do it. Is it because you've worked your whole life and then one day you're going to, quote, retire, and now you want to really travel and enjoy your life? You don't want to be one of those people who are just not able to move or not able to travel. You want to be vital. You want to be making a difference. So part of it is that compelling vision for what's the future for you. How well are you taking care of yourself right now? Are you looking long term? What are some simple things you could be doing every single day to improve your energy level, improve your vitality? And that's a legacy you're going to leave your kids. I mean, we got people listening to this podcast are 22. We got people listening to probably 82. So that's a legacy you're going to leave, and your kids watch what you do.
And I think entrepreneurs are just naturally competitive. I don't know a lot of entrepreneurs that are they're know, where they're sort of just kind of go with the wind, and depending on what, you know, they're competitive people. They're in business, and so I compare that to, you know, I know you love golf. And if you go out and you just play a round of golf and you don't keep score, your focus is less. You may not, you know, you hit some good shots, but you're also like, oh, there's a bad one. Oh, who cares? You know, when you're keeping score, you got some more focus, right? When you're in front of a live audience, you're focused. Whereas if you were maybe recording something, there's a little bit less. You know, the attitude and your focus, and then the record keeping of it. Add that together. That's where you really, really do. You really do get some results. I think it's in golf, it's in business, it's whatever you're doing. That just seems to be the way it is.
I think you need to be cognizant of what you're doing or what you're not doing with that get switched on energy schedule. It's a simple sheet. You put it up, and you have to put down your minimum number. But then importantly, you have to take ownership, and it says signature. That's just not your name. That's your oath. That's your vow. To take care of your number one asset and say, I will not go below that number of 12, 14, 18 days a month, whatever it is for you. And then you track it. And the beauty of it is month one, you got 31 little boxes and you work out on the 12th, you fill it in, you work out the 15th, you fill it in, end of the month, goal actual, what did you do? Congratulations, you hit your number. You feel good about yourself. You got some momentum. Next month, for whatever reason, you get busy and you're looking at it and it says, November, and you got 6 days in a row with empty boxes. At least now you know, hey, I got to step it up. I got to hit my goal for the month. I've got to be able to get in there. The problem with so many people, and Sean, I see them in the gym. I work out at this, there's a chain in the States called Planet Fitness, and I work out there. I think it's a great deal. I see these people coming in. They're 50, 60, 70 years old. They get out of the shower naked. They look at the mirror and go, I've got to get in and start doing something. And at that point, you can, but it's a lot easier just to maintain and just work out consistently. That way, you don't get in that situation. A couple of tips I want to give people. Number one, read the article, Google Change or Die, by Alan Deutschman. I don't need to spell the name. If you just Google Change Your Diet, came out in Fast Company, I think it was 2005. And it said, what if you were given that choice? What if the doctor said, Sean, you got to change or your time is going to end. You're going to die. Could you change? Would you change? What are the scientifically studied odds? Well, the odds are 9-1 against you from making any changes, which is shocking. And it talked about heart disease, number one. And, you know, the number one killer in North America is heart disease. Half the people listening to this podcast, you're going to die of heart disease. Woohoo! Why is that good news? Because you know right now what's likely going to kill you. And if you know what's going to kill you, you can study it and take corrective action to reverse it. You can reverse heart disease. You can reverse type 2 diabetes. But you got to get a clear plan. You got to hold yourself accountable. And you got to measure. And you got to believe you can. And it was fascinating in the article. It talked about, you know, 600,000 or 700,000 people have a coronary bypass, 1.5 million get angioplasty. And, you know, and just in the States, they spend over $40 billion on those two procedures. And what they found is it does very little to extend people's lives. And you'll read about the five myths of change. We're not going to go through them all, but a couple. The first one was, we've all heard that term, crisis is a powerful impetus for change, right? You go into the doctor, you get that diagnosis of heart disease, that's going to spur you to change. Well, the study showed 95% of the people who have a coronary bypass, which is a very difficult operation, obviously, don't sustain any changes in their lifestyle, and they go back to what they were doing. The crisis won't change you. Don't wait for the crisis. Plus, the number one symptom of heart disease 42% of the time is sudden death, the widowmaker. You don't get a chance. You don't make it to the ER. So that crisis is not going to help you if you're dead, right? Mm-hmm. And the other powerful message was they were talking about the myth that small, gradual changes are easier to make and sustain. People think, God, I just had a coronary bypass. Don't do anything too strenuous, right? Start with baby steps. Well, if you make little changes in your diet and your exercise, you're going to get little results. And most people can't sustain that motivation that long because they think they're doing what it takes, And after 3, 4, 5 months, they don't see any results, so they say, screw it. The people who made sudden, quick, radical changes in diet and lifestyle got quicker results. Therefore, their quicker results motivated them to sustain those changes because it's motivation is good, but what sustains us is really the discipline to do it day in and day out.
Okay, so if we establish all of that and we are now taking care of ourselves, what impact does that have on the business?
Well, I think it impact on everything. I mean, if you have less stress, because, I mean, face it, a lot of people live a sedentary lifestyle. If you go to my website, it's getswitchedon.com. Up a button, it says my blog. You can look up sitting is killing people. There's a fascinating study about that where sitting is killing people. Depression, U.S. and Canada, we should have the happiest countries in the world, but we still have the highest rates of depression. Why is that? Well, one of the main reasons is people aren't taking care of themselves. If you have low energy and you're not taking good care of yourself and you're not moving and people are sedentary, you know, as the late Zig Ziglar used to say, people get stinking thinking. They run a lot of terrible things through their head. So A, number one, just feeling better, feeling more vital. You need less sleep. You're more regular. Your system is better. You have fewer health challenges. You just feel better. You feel more vital. You feel more alive, I think. And if you feel better, you're going to be a better leader. You need to get the belief, I'm worth it. I am valuable. The best gift I can give others is taking great care of me. What are some simple steps I can take right now to make that happen? People complicate change. Well, Chip, it's been doing this so long, it's hard to change. No, it's not. Make a freaking decision. The Latin root of decision, CIS, means to cut off or kill. When you make a decision, that's it. Start asking yourself also from a mental standpoint, what are you watching? What are you reading? What are you listening to on a daily basis? Some of that stuff isn't worth your time anymore. You have to practice what I call disassociation. There's some stuff just not worth your time. What are you reading? What do you listen to? Will also help just that mental side of it because it's the mental with the physical.
I think a lot of farmers have a misconception that, hey, listen, I'm healthy. I'm moving around. I'm outside for a good part of the day given the time of year. I'm healthy. And just because we're outside doesn't mean that we're actually getting the amount of physical activity that we really need to lead a healthy lifestyle.
Well, I agree. I mean, people think, well, just because I'm not really out of shape, I'm healthy. No, there's a big difference between fit and healthy. You're healthy compared to what? You know, Jim Rohn, my mentor, people aren't familiar with Jim Rohn, R-O-H-N, he's fantastic. He passed away about 5 years ago. And he used to say, you know, Chip, how much overweight should you be at 50? I love that question. We might give you a few pounds, but people say, oh, I'm not that much overweight. I only put on about, you know, 3 pounds a year. Well, in 10 years, that's 30 years. In 20 years, that's 60 pounds overweight. I mean, why shouldn't you be in great shape? I'm coming up on 58 here in a couple months. You know, I'm 6'2", 197. I'm better shape than I was probably 20 years ago. My goal is to be in the same shape when I'm 67, when I'm 77. I mean, you might slow down a little bit, but there's no reason you can't be in better shape than you are now. But it just comes with the question, what's your mindset? Is it fixed? Hey, I can't get any better, Chip. I'm too busy. You don't know my schedule. Well, let me give you a reframe on time. I call it the 4% solution. There's 168 hours in a week, right? 7 times 24. 4% of 24 hours is 1 hour a day. That's 7 out of 168 hours a week. I don't care how busy you are. You can reorient your schedule. You have an hour a day to invest in your number one asset. Don't say you don't. That's just telling yourself a lie.
Chip, I love that idea of just starting the streak, right? Whether it's 10, I'm going to do 10 push-ups today or 10 push, you know, just get started. I just love that.
Because you remember me talking about my push-ups. I wanted to get stronger 4 years ago, and I saw an article with a guy. He said, what's your strategy to get stronger? He says, I do 10,000 push-ups a year. If you do the math, 10,000 divided by 365, it's only 28 a day. So I downloaded that push-up app. I've averaged 48 push-ups a day. I'm over 82,000 push-ups. I look better and stronger than I did 25 years ago. And I started a streak, and I didn't kill my streak. Because here's the danger. When you start a streak of doing something right, you need to develop that habit. And skipping one day makes it easier to skip that next day. So start a streak. It's about progress, not perfection.
Chip, this has been fantastic. Really, really do appreciate it. And we'll talk again soon, man. Really do. This has been great.
Hey, fantastic. Let me know if people want to reach me. The website's getswitchedon.com. If you'll see in the show notes my name, we can put a link. I've got a YouTube channel with 40-plus free videos there, so try to be resourced. If I can help anybody, chip@getswitchedon.com. Send me an email with a question or tell me you hated it and why, but I'd love to hear from you, see if I can help you.
That was a great, fun discussion there with Chip Eichelberger. Big thanks to him for being on the Mind Your Farm Business podcast this episode. First of all, you know, find the inner voice to take care of your own personal health and then make sure you keep a record. It's amazing how this works. Get competitive with accountability and track what you're doing, whether that's the exercise you're doing or what you're consuming in terms of food. Keep score. Keeping score is always a great motivator to win in business and in personal health. You can find more episodes of Mind Your Farm Business at mindyourfarmbusiness.com. A big thanks to RBC Royal Bank for being our sponsor. And until next time, keep on minding your farm business.